Good morning. Today we are continuing on the leniencies. When is it permitted, at least according to some poskim, when is it permitted to pass in front of somebody davening Shmona Esrei, even within four amos in front of him? So we've gone through 13 heterim so far, times that we can be makil, or at least that there are some poskim that are lenient. Many poskim don't agree with all the kulas that we're bringing, but there are some that do cite these kulas, especially the Eshel Avram, the Tzitz Eliezer, etc. And today we're going to continue going on through two or more, depends on you count it, additional heterim. So we're going to start with a concept on a topic. It was actually a prior topic, not the prohibition of passing in front of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei, but sitting next to somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei within four amos of somebody davening Shmona Esrei. That is a related prohibition. And the Tshuvas Mayim Rabim said that there are a couple exceptions. He brings three. We'll cite two of them. Somebody is Osik Batorah. If you are sitting and learning, and somebody then comes and daven Shmona Esrei next to you, you don't have to stand up. There's not even a Midas Chasidus to stand up. Or if you're sitting and you're davening Psukei Dezimra, and somebody comes and daven Shmona Esrei next to you, there's no requirement to stand up. There's not even a Midas Chasidus to stand up. So the Sefer Yafel Alev applies those concepts, those heterim cited by the Mayim Rabim in the context of sitting next to somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei, to our context of somebody who wants to pass in front of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. And accordingly, the Sefer Yafel Alev says we can apply those same concepts to our context. And he says, Vimhu over leaf name, if you are passing in front of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei, which is typically prohibited, but while you are passing, you are reading Tehillim, or you are learning a Mishnah, or other Ma'amarei Chazal, you're learning Torah as you pass by, then it would be permitted to walk in front of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. And he adds on that there are additional times that we can be lenient. He says if your motivation, if your need to pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei is to go do a mitzvah, that now is your opportunity to do it. And if you don't do that mitzvah now, it's a mitzvah overis. You will not have the opportunity to do that mitzvah. Or similarly, somebody who wants to pass in front, needs to pass in front of somebody davening Shmona Esrei in order to get to his chavrusa. He needs to get to the base medrash because he goes to a shir there. And if he waits for the person in davening, he is going to get to his chavrusa late, or he's going to get to the shir late. It has a time, there is a set time. That would be the same as a mitzvah overis. That is the same as a mitzvah that will pass him by. And he says, this is his language, v'i'yav shar im lo yavor lifnei amizbalal, she'en lo derech acheres, you have no other way to get there. And then if you have no other way to get there on time, to get there on the appointed time for the chavrusa, for the shir, accordingly, in all of these situations, sorry, b'chol kai gavne, it is permitted in all these situations. So in other words, he's bringing, we can categorize it as two categories. Category number one is if you're doing a mitzvah, learning, tehillim, etc., when you pass in front of the person, davening Shmona Esrei. And category number two is you have a limited window that you have to go and do a certain mitzvah. In other words, it's a mitzvah overis. It's going to pass you by. You're your chavrus also. If you don't get there on time to the shir, that's a mitzvah overis. Coming late, you're missing that opportunity. So those would be the two new categories that we see that there are those who are lenient, and this is in fact quoted by the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer says that we've seen many, many stadim to be makel. He brings these two as well. He says we can pass in front of somebody who's davening a Shmona Esrei, especially if the person is standing in a place that people need to pass by. He should have moved into the shul further and he should have had a more proper davening. But if he established himself in a place where people are going to need to pass by, it's a stronger, even stronger basis to be lenient. So there we have it. Number 14 and 15 reasons to be lenient. One is while you pass by, you're doing a mitzvah, like you are learning, you're saying Tehillim. And that's number 14. And number 15 is in order to get to a mitzvah that is going to pass you by, to get your chavrusa to get on time this year. Again, that would be number 15, to be lenient.